I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is a classic in being, an auteur in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Peele. He's close to that right now.
Two movies in.
And that's the reason he qualifies.
This is why you are given to overstatement.
That's why he's on Cinema Classics.
Okay.
We don't put anybody on in his 30s with two films unless he's got real promise. And this,
I agree about the promise. I have heard, though, that his new update of The Twilight Zone is a little lackluster.
I know.
So these two films, Get Out and Us, are really Twilight Zone episodes writ large.
Yeah, well, there's true.
I mean, right?
Yeah, all right. He takes The Twilight Zone naturally. Get Out in 2017, only 2 years ago. And he has another smash with Us.
Yeah.
Twilight Zone always had a little bit of the horror film to it.
Creepiness.
Yes.
Even to the ones that weren't overtly horrific. I was a big Key and Peele fan, the sketch comedy stuff that he did. And I remember when those guys ended their run, he said, I'm making a horror film.
Right.
And I remember thinking, oh, that's weird. This sketch comic actor is going to make a horror movie? We didn't know that he was going to make an Oscar-winning entry.
I'll quote him. It supports what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm such a horror nut that the genre confusion of Get Out broke my heart a little. I set out to make a horror movie, and it's kind of not a horror movie.
Audiences are so excited about his movies.
Right.
Because they're just not straight-up horror movies. Get Out operates on some levels. There's comedy in there, social satire, suspense. And the same thing happens in Us. You can really hear that increasingly rare audience energy where they're laughing. They're swept up in the drama of it.
It's a more traditional horror film. Us?
Yeah. Just as humor-laden as Get Out.
Don't you think it's more like Cabin in the Woods, where you can laugh and be scared at the same time?
Good question. I just see these channels of satire, humor, horror, suspense, all the same components that were in Get Out.
You look at the family standing out in the yard in silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a horror image if there ever was one.
It looks like he's going to do his own version of the home invasion movie.
Yes.
You know, by the way, they marketed this movie perfectly. Trailers, they never let on about the whole tethered stuff. They only play around with the family's mirrored images.
Yeah.
So it looks like a twist just on the home invasion movie. It becomes something much more interesting than that.
Get Out. Peele is very interested in the relationship between whites and blacks. And you got this young black man who goes to with a white girlfriend's family. The family is weird. An update of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. In the second one, where he moves more into the horror tradition, there's less of an emphasis on race.
Yeah, that was one of the great surprises of this movie. It seems like it's a commentary on race at first. This upwardly mobile black family kind of confronting this mirror version of themselves.
Yes, yes.
Like, are they losing touch with something inherent in their blackness?
Good one,
you know?
Yes.
And then it turns out, no. That was one of the more interesting twists of the movie. When you see the white doppelganger show up, you're like, oh, wait, maybe this is not what I thought it was. The thing about both of the films, they both kind of fly off the rails at the end. Overtly crazy. You start to worry that the whole thing's going to collapse. Get Out is a much more cohesive.
Us just collapsed at the end for me.
He's got movie audiences talking again.
More than one person has approached me by asking me how scary Us is. And what they're doing is contrasting it with Get Out, which wasn't that scary.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hearing now that he has more of a horror film, very basic inquiry as to what type of film it is.
Right.
Don't you think that the push now to look at character in depth and to look at that as a parallel to society's ills, it becomes very complicated where the ones you're talking about are either fun or they're horrible or whatever, but you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
In this one, it's like going into your own psyche and saying, oh my God, this is just way too complicated.
Beginning to feel a lot like how we all felt about M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, don't. Please don't say that.
No.
Peele shows much more depth than M. Night. M. Night was making a fortune on twist endings. I think we have peeled away the layers of this auteur's.
Oh, have you been sitting on that for 10 minutes now?
It is. For Cinema Classics, this young auteur.
Every movie that he comes out with, we'll revisit. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.